Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. Today, Brent will continue with a series title called Seven Truths About Fruitfulness.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. We are looking at the Fruitful Leader series where we look at seven truths about fruitfulness. This is part four. And remember the heart of this. If you're new to the series, we're looking at the amazing way that God dealt with the Israelites. They were in Egypt. They were in slavery. In fact, in Exodus 1:7, the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in number, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them. So this is the amazing thing. They were fruitful. They kept on growing. There was abundance of fruitfulness. And our normal thinking would be, well, the circumstances must have been good. The season must have been right. Favor of God apart. And the fact of the matter is they were under an oppressive ruler. Pharaoh was ruling over them harshly. They were in slavery. In fact, all the external situations should have been that the people were being reduced in number and were suffering. But in fact, they were increasing. It says in Exodus 1:12, but the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites. Now, the big idea behind this whole series is to understand that fruitfulness does not determined by circumstances. That's our normal thinking. If everything was right, if I had the right gift, the right building, the right money, the right whatever, then I would be fruitful. Wrong. What God is doing is showing us through the example of the Israelites that even in bad situation, it was the covenant with God. It was who God is. That's what makes us fruitful. And so we've been looking and trying to pull out some truths to understand this thing about fruitfulness. And so far we've covered three. We looked at the God of the Bible is the God of fruitfulness. He's the source. Now, you might think that's obvious, but many times we look at another source for fruitfulness. For example, we can even look at our own giftedness, our ability, our money, our building. We look at something as, that's why I'm fruitful. Maybe not even consciously, but subconsciously we attribute our fruitfulness to something. And what I'm saying is if we want to walk in the supernatural fruitfulness of God, we need the revelation that fruitfulness belongs to God. God is the God of fruitfulness. Secondly, God commanded. He said to right in the beginning to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. To Jacob, I'm Lord God Almighty, be fruitful and increase. In other words, fruitfulness is actually a command, not just a result. It's a command. And when we understand it as a command, what it does is it makes us realize this is a yes, Lord issue, not a please, Lord issue, a yes, Lord. And the challenge for us is to recognize God has commanded me to be fruitful. I need to be saying yes, Lord, not asking God, but saying yes, Lord, and submitting my life and believing that when God commands you to do something, he gives you grace to do it. And then a big one, the third truth we looked at is that fruitfulness is not dependent on circumstance or situation. And that is huge. Remember, Jesus cursed the fig tree. He cursed it because it didn't produce fruit figs, even though it was in fig season. Now, in the natural, fruitfulness is season dependent. But in the kingdom of God, fruitfulness is Jesus dependent, presence of Jesus dependent. So all of that is in the past. I want to look today at a very simple but very powerful truth. Fruitfulness glorifies God. Fruitfulness glorifies God. In fact, in John 15, verse 8, Jesus said it like this. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And right here, Jesus links together fruitfulness and glory. More fruitfulness equals more glory. And this is wonderful, but it comes with a danger. Whenever I hear about glory, something inside of me gets not nervous, but take caution. And here's why. Because the human heart loves glory. In fact, the Bible tells us all the way in Isaiah 43, verse 7, it says, God speaking to the people, he said, everyone who's called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. In other words, somewhere deep in our DNA, we know that we were created for glory, but we were created for God's glory. Now, what's happened because of the fall of man is our flesh, our hearts long for glory, but our hearts cannot handle glory. Now, this is huge because that's the problem, really. In right around the world, the root of the problem, sin, the root of sin is this thing about glory and pride, man wanting glory for himself. And what we've just seen is that increased fruitfulness leads to increased glory. So now my question is, can you handle it? When God looks down on your life, on your ministry, on your business, and he knows if I give you more fruitfulness, it's going to result in more glory. People saying, wow, that's amazing. You're incredible. If glory comes towards you, are you able to reflect it to God or are you a glory thief, a glory absorber? Because if you let glory into your heart, that's what destroys us. That's what destroys relationships. That's what destroys our relationship with God. That's what destroys the ministries and businesses or organizations that we're trying to lead. And so are you able to handle greater fruitfulness? If God grants you greater fruitfulness, it'll bring more glory in your direction. And when glory comes in your direction, will you absorb it or will you reflect it? And to answer that question is really what might stand between you and increased glory. And I sometimes think of the Father wanting so much to pour out fruitfulness, but with it comes more glory. And yet I can just sense sometimes the Father holding back and saying, oh, I just don't think you're ready for it. I don't think your heart has yet kind of had the revelation like Superman and Kryptonite. Just as Kryptonite was so dangerous to Superman, in the same way, glory is dangerous to a human heart. Unless you've settled in your heart, I will not absorb any glory. Glory belongs to God. Then it could be too dangerous. Just to finish up with a little testimony, I felt God challenge me a while back with a simple prayer. And I find myself praying it often. Lord, I promise you all the glory. Because there will be times people come to you and say, wow, that was amazing, great preach, great this, great that. And in your heart, you long for that. No, that's the moment. Lord, I promise you all the glory. Saying thank you, but actually God has blessed us. The gracious hand of God has provided. Will you reflect glory back or will you absorb it? So let me leave you with a couple of questions to ponder. Number one, have you ever seen the link that exists between fruitfulness and glory, and does it make sense to you? Do you recognize that this could be the very thing that might be holding fruitfulness back? Honestly then, question number two, how well do you handle glory? Do you absorb it or do you reflect it? Take a moment to ponder it, because that might be the key that unlocks greater fruitfulness in your life. And then number three, what could you do to handle glory better? How do you become a better glory reflector and not fall for the trap of starting to absorb it? I hope this helps. I really do, because I think this is a key that unlocks great fruitfulness in our lives. And so hope it helps. Until next week, we've got another truth we're going to look at. Until then, God bless and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you would like the notes for this week or any past episodes, feel free to visit our website at outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership. See you next week.